Hey, happy day. The left, Don Lemon and Kathy Griffin, they got together recently and they said something is off from the 2024 election. Something's really off, something smells, and it ain't cheese in Denmark. What could it be? There's been election tampering, we think. I agree with them. I never thought I'd see the day when I would agree with those two left-wing wackles, but I agree there was, in fact, election tampering. Trump would have won by a whole bunch more if, in fact, there had not been tampering. Hey, Pride Month. Pride Month is upon us. I think it's all of June, and President Trump has said that he's canceled it. I don't know that that matters too much initially anymore. Whatever he cancels, the left, they don't listen. He takes him to court, and they take him back to court. It's always a fight. They're working so hard to undermine every darn thing that he does, but it is officially canceled, Pride Month. So I've been thinking about this. So you have a month of celebration for homosexual people. So you're homosexual, so let's take a month off and celebrate. I thought the laws and everything said that you were normal now. Hasn't this been normalized? Why are we having parades and why are we doing all this kind of stuff? Pride. Pride is a good word. It's a big word. Why do homosexuals own the word? What do you call it? I'll get it. Rainbow. That's it. Ah, rainbows are pretty. I like to look at rainbows and stuff, but late, I'm not too sure what to do anymore. So anyway, I've been giving this a thought. And I think Pride Month is a month that we should all be proud. We shouldn't just aim at or look at or look to the homosexual community. It should be about us. So it's June and I'm proud. I'm proud of some things that I've done. I'm proud of my children. I'm proud of my family. I'm proud of a lot of things. I'm proud of what President Trump is doing. So I have pride as well. And I think we should all be doing this. It was my daughter that brought it up the other day. One of them, she said, let's be proud of our world and use the word like it should be used. I mean, they're using it. They're proud of being homosexual, I guess. So I'm proud of being straight. And I'm proud of other things. I'm proud of my friendships with so many great people. And so we all need to do that because June does belong to all of us. How dare they try to take a month away from us? So let's compromise. Let's all have pride in June. And you don't have to be homosexual to do it. And there's more of us than them. And I think if they want to continue on with their pride, that's fine. But so do we want to get involved. Now, let's talk about transgenderism and athletes. And so many people on the left are fighting for the right, they call it, of transgenders to compete in women's sports. So you have a man that can say he's a woman and then he competes with women and they're doing that and they're winning. So these are the same people. I'm talking now about the Democrats / liberals in every country that supports this kind of nonsense. And virtually to a person, they're against enhancement in sports. They don't like the idea of having steroids because there's so many rules that left-wing people have put in. If you have, if you have an aspirin with an extra dose to it, you'll get kicked out of a bicycle race. So those are the same people that are against unfair treatment with steroids, and yet they think it's okay for a man to go and hit a woman in the face in a boxing ring and to ride bikes and swim against them, and all the rest of it. I mean, steroids are bad. Transgenderism is bad. Neither is fair. Neither is proper. It's just wrong. Now, you got this little spat going on, schoolyard spat between Musk and Trump. I'm so sorry to see that. When they started getting cozy, I said to many, I said, this can't last because you've got two, great big bulls in the arena, I guess, and how's this going to last? But in any event, it hasn't lasted now. But they should not fight, just separate. People who take to the press to have their personal wars, I mean, it's a bad thing. You want to sue somebody, sue them. But what's with all this personal stuff? It's not nice. And one thing that Musk did is he said, Trump is on Epstein's list. And Epstein's lawyer now has come out and said, that's just not true. He's not on his list. I was Epstein's lawyer and Trump's name is not there. So, Musk, you're kind of into the dirt here. How's it feel being down there in the mud? When you fight with a pig, everybody gets muddy. So lastly today, you got Prime Minister Carney in the U.S. today. He's got the symbolism thing going on versus substance because he wants to be something to everyone. He wants to make everybody happy. And you want oil, you want a pipeline. Hey, that's no problem. I'll build a pipeline for you, but you have to decarbonize the oil. I don't even know what that means. Decarbonize the oil. That's like saying, I'll give you my car. You can drive, but you can't have the keys. I mean, really? That's what left-wingism is all about. No substance. It's just, talk is cheap, takes money to buy whiskey. And these guys, this guy, he just goes on and on. He says, if there's a consensus, and he uses all kinds of words to really say that he has no interest in doing anything like that. Anything to help the world, help the economy, he has no interest in that. I mean, this guy, he's an environmentalist through and through, and he thinks the world should have ended years ago, and he's waiting. Maybe he's packed. And it's just, it's craziness. I got to repeat this. We'll build the pipeline for you if you decarbonize the oil. Ah. Hey, if y'all know what that means, let us know. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.